When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, available to you anytime on WakeUpCallDT.com, as well as the Sports DT app on the Apple Store and the Google Play Store. Happy to have back on the show with me Sterling Hoffrichter, kicker and a punter out of Armwood High School in Sefner, Florida. He's been on the show a bunch of times, but this time very special in the sense that today is the day he has made his verbal commitment to the college of his choice. And so I'm happy to be talking with him coming off of that and everything that is to come from that. Sterling, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. And Sterling, first and foremost, bring me into how this decision was made for you. You know, you and I have talked about Syracuse, the first to offer you. We talked about them a few months ago, all the way up until this moment. What made today the day that you pulled the trigger and said yes?
Oh, they've shown me a bunch of love since December when they first offered me, and they basically never stopped with that. And today I started to get a gut feeling of, like, I need to commit, and Syracuse felt like the right fit for me. And so I decided to commit.
When you made this decision, did you sit down with family and friends before you made the phone call today? How did it all come about?
Yesterday I talked with my parents about it, and we talked about it for a little bit, and then I told them I was going to commit to Syracuse, and they're very happy and all aboard for me.
Now, your parents obviously are down in Florida with you. How likely is it that they'll be traveling up to Syracuse for some games?
Well, it's highly likely. We've already talked about coming up, and if they don't, plenty of friends want to come see me play, so I'll probably have a bunch of friends and or family at every single game.
Now, looking at those games, you and I had talked about playing inside a dome. You said that it was the dream of a kicker to be inside of a dome because of the fact that you don't have to deal with the elements that you know from being down in Florida where there's rain and there's wind that can be pretty hectic at times, and I know that from living down there, that not going to be the easiest world for a kicker or a punter. You're going to be inside the dome for half of the games that you play each season, and just share with everyone what that means to you. I know you and I have talked about it a little bit, but that you've made that decision now to be in a dome.
Well, it means a lot. I mean, kicking a dome is going to be pretty sweet. Can't wait to be able to get up there and finally get to start kicking in a dome, kicking in perfect weather, not have to worry about, like, snow, rain, wind. So it's going to be pretty awesome.
Being in the dome now and having that opportunity, I know you said it's going to be good for you to finally get into a dome and play there. Have you ever had the experience of being able to kick indoors, or is this going to be your first shot at it?
I went to a couple college camps just recently, and we kicked in some indoor practice facilities. So I have kicked in some, and it's pretty awesome not having to worry about the wind on, like, your field goals or on your punt. So it's pretty sweet.
Now, in your first season with Syracuse, now that you've committed to the team verbally, your first season will have Syracuse going down to Florida State, so you will have the opportunity to be back in the state of Florida, and every other year you'll have that opportunity. What does that mean to you, that you'll still be playing teams in Florida that give you that opportunity to not essentially go back home, so to speak, but to go back to your home state?
Well, it means a lot, because a lot of my family and friends are from down here, from Jacksonville, Tampa area, so it'd be pretty sweet to come back home, or, like, more down south, and have hopefully more family come to my games down south.
Now, with that phone call that you had made, going back to this verbal commitment, you had made the phone call to Tim Lester, the quarterback coach of Syracuse, who recruited you, came down and saw you. Go into that conversation that you had with Tim Lester in making your decision today.
He wanted me to call him first to see where I was at with my where Syracuse stood on my list and stuff, and I actually told him that I was ready to make a commitment, and so he's like, well, he said that was awesome, and he gave me Coach Schaefer's number, so I called Coach Schaefer next.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your events, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Want to give a special thanks once again to who you just heard from of the Dan Satora Broadcast Media family. That's Dreisig Apparel at DreisigApparel.com. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Head there for your business, your team, your event, whatever you have going on where you want to look professional for your large group of people, whether you're doing a breast cancer walk, you're doing a golf tournament for your business, or you're just looking for t-shirts, polos for your business, you need to go to DreisigApparel.com, helping to outfit you the way that you want to be outfitted. When it comes to looking good and feeling good in the clothes that you're wearing, you can help design your future with DreisigApparel.com. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Also, FanHands.com that you heard from, with 11 different colors, always in stock on FanHands.com. Find your favorite team's color and start clapping today. FanHands.com, the universal language of a fan, is clapping your hands. Do it better, stronger, louder than you've ever done it before. The true fan experience starts with Fan Hands, found at FanHands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. And for Honda City, just a short trip out of the city of Syracuse, Honda City, found on 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool. That's 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. You could find the next vehicle that you're going to be taking your family out, your significant other, your buddies, your girlfriends, or just a drive yourself. Get your next vehicle at Honda City. I did that. I trust
Honda City. That's why I've not only gone to them this time, but we went to them before. Honda City is where my family has gone for years, and it's where I just got my very own vehicle, my first vehicle that's all me, and I thank Honda City for bringing me through the process and giving me the opportunity to find what I want, treating me as a person, and helping me to feel comfortable when I drove my car off the lot. And now every morning that I wake up, I smile when I see my... When I leave the mall and I go outside and I look at my car, I smile when I see that car. I really do. I love the color. I love the look of it. I love the way that it feels. So Honda City helped me to smile when I look at my vehicle. Not to dread having to drive home. Not to dread the fact that, oh, I got this vehicle and this and that. I love my car. And I thank Honda City for helping me to be able to make that honest statement. You know me. I don't lie to you. I tell you the truth. I tell you how I feel. And when it comes to my car, trust me, I've had good experiences and I've had the not so great experiences. But this car that I got from Honda City, I love it. Find the car that you can fall in love with today at Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. That's 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. And you can also shop for your next vehicle to fall in love with at CuseHonda.com. That's CuseHonda.com. Back on the line on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com is Sterling Hoffrichter from Armwood High School in Sefner, Florida, newly committed verbally to the Syracuse Orange for the 2015 incoming class. When you spoke with Scott Schaefer, who had originally come down to see you kick back in the beginning of Syracuse's recruitment of you, what was your conversation like with Scott Schaefer now that you're committed to Syracuse?
Oh, he's really excited. He told me how excited and how ready he was to have me up in Syracuse. And it was great to talk to him again and see how excited he was for me to commit to Syracuse.
Then the third person that you spoke with that you had told me when we were speaking off the air, Tim Doust, the defensive line coach for Syracuse, who also helps with special teams. What did Tim Doust have to say?
He told me that verbally committed doesn't mean that colleges will stop looking at me, and that I just need to tell them that I'm already committed and that I'm done with the process, and I'm happy to do that now that I'm committed to Syracuse.
That's exactly where I was going, that verbal commitment. To some people, your word is everything. Floyd Little, who is at Syracuse, who obviously played for Syracuse as a running back in the history of the number 44, he made the statement to me that your word is the most valuable thing you have in your life. Without your word, you have nothing. What do you think about that statement? When you make a verbal commitment to Syracuse, is that as good as writing it on paper, or do you think that there's still a chance that you could change your mind?
I think when people verbally commit, they should be stick to their verbal commit, unless there's a big change, like they pull a scholarship or whatever. But I'm going to stay verbally committed to Syracuse unless anything, something goes wrong, but I will stay committed to Syracuse.
What would you see on your side that could potentially go wrong? I mean, is there anything in your sights with Syracuse that you think would go wrong?
I'm just planning for the worst. Like, they pulled my scholarship or, you know, something came up with, like, family or, I don't know. It's just, there's always reasons that you could, but I'm want to stay committed to Syracuse.
Being a part of the Orange and Blue, you had made the statement on social media that your phone was blowing up with notifications. What is it like for you, who I know you have social media, I know that you have Facebook and Twitter and you've been on there and you utilize them. What's it been like in your experience with social media and the Cuse Nation community?
Well, it's been great. And all, like, retweeting and following me. It's really sweet to be part of the family now, of Cuse family. Finally get to be a part of them and see how great the Cuse family is.
Now, a few years ago, and it's hard to believe, just a few years ago, not talking about a long time at all, not even half a decade, there wasn't the opportunity to just go to social media, so to speak, on like a Twitter feed, and to say that you're committing to Syracuse. What's it been like for you to see this change? I mean, as you're growing up, when guys were committing to schools, they were making phone calls and that was it, or they were writing letters or writing emails. In your case, you can tell everybody in a split second. And what's that been like for you?
It's neat. I mean, social media is a great thing if you use it wisely, but it's also, if you don't use it wisely, it can hurt you bad. I've seen on Twitter numerous occasions of coaches putting on there like that they had to stop recruiting a player because of what's on their Twitter or Facebook. So social media is a great thing as long as you use it wisely.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelange, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
We're back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. And before we head back to the line to continue, I would like to thank Borio's Restaurant on 8891 McDonald's Parkway. That's McDonnells, McDonald's Parkway, 8891 McDonald's Parkway, Borio's Restaurant, overlooking Oneida Lake. They are open Tuesday through Sunday and your place to be for all seasons. Sit outside and overlook the beautiful Oneida Lake on the patio while you have fresh seafood. And get this, folks, the food is prepared for you in-house. It's not something that's prepared somewhere else and then just getting shipped over. Borio's prepares the food for you right there at the restaurant from their chef, Tony, and their entire staff, all the owners, there with you, working in the kitchen, helping seat tables, going to the bar. This is the type of company that I like having with Dan Satora Broadcast Media because of the fact that the owners are right there in the thick of things, in the mix, caring about their business and showing it by talking with you face-to-face every single time you go in there. The owners are somewhere helping out Borio's to make it truly a memorable experience in a very positive way. You can call them at 315-699-2249. That's 315-699-2249. And go visit them at 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, overlooking Oneida Lake. Don't miss out on the opportunity to eat out on the patio, enjoy your seafood, and have a romantic evening, a family night out, or catch up with your friends, as well as plan your bridal shower, family reunions, and so much more with their banquet rooms that they also have right there on the water at Borio's Restaurant. And also make sure that you stay tuned to the special opportunities you'll have through Dan Satora Broadcast Media to meet Adrian Autry and Rob Drummond. Syracuse basketball and Syracuse football being talked about all year round from Borio's through Dan Satora Broadcast Media. Stay close to WakeUpCallDT.com as well as Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT and on Twitter @CallDT. That's CallDT to find out when you can talk Syracuse basketball and football with us from Boreos at 8891 McDonald's Parkway, overlooking Oneida Lake. Back on the line on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com is Sterling Hoffrichter from Armwood High School in Sefner, Florida, newly committed verbally to the Syracuse Orange for the 2015 incoming class.
Now, with social media, a lot of the other people that have committed to Syracuse for your 2015 incoming class utilize it as well. Have you gotten in touch with any of the other verbal commits to Syracuse?
Not really too much. I got invited into a group chat on Facebook, and people just tell me congrats, but I haven't really talked to them too much.
Now, outside of your team, going back to your family, you had stated that your parents were happy with your decision, couldn't be more proud. What is this, when you sat down and you talked with them the night before where we are right now after you've made your decision, when you talked with them and you said, you know, Mom and Dad, I want to go to Syracuse, what was that, bring me into that conversation, bring us into that table, sitting together at the Hoffrichter table, what was it like being there in that moment?
Oh, it was a great feeling to know that this time was my dream of committing to a college to play college football. It was a great time. I'm so extremely blessed with the family I have and everything that I've had in my life.
Looking at realizing that dream, you've been a kicker, you've been a punter. Obviously, as a kicker, you have extra points, you have field goals, you have kickoffs, and then punting as well. What would you say is your strongest piece of your game out of everything I just named?
A lot of people ask me this, and I always say it depends on the day, because one day I'll be out, and I'll be booming kickoffs, and then the next day I'll be booming field goals, and like another day I'll be hitting punts that are like bombs. So really, I always say it depends on the day.
As far as Syracuse goes, what have they said to you about what their expectations are for you?
Coach Gold told me that they're looking at me coming in as a freshman and starting and doing all three, kickoffs, field goals, and punts.
Now, having the opportunity to do everything is obviously a kicker's dream. Do you, in all honesty, looking at yourself in the mirror, knowing who you are, do you feel ready and prepared to take on every single assignment that they're about to give you?
Yeah, I feel very prepared. I keep working, keep improving my game, and hopefully I have a really good college career.
Now, going to Syracuse, there's some kickers that have made some names for themselves, obviously with Gary Anderson and everything that he did while on the Syracuse Orange and everything he did in the NFL, as well as Nate Trout, who also played for Syracuse and made a big name for himself kicking the ball. When you go to a school like Syracuse, has that ever come up in your mind, what other guys have done before you and what type of history they have with a kicker, or are you just focused on your own history?
It's kind of both. I'm kind of focused on my own history. Like my goals going to college will be I win a Lou Groza and or a Ray Guy Award. And Syracuse has a great history. They have a great kicking coach there that'll help me tremendously with my kicking game. So I think that's basically why I committed to Syracuse. It's a great fit for me and basically in every aspect.
You talk about the kicking coach, Chris Gould. His brother, Robbie Gould, has been in the NFL for a long time and has been a very successful kicker. What can you say about having the opportunity to work with Chris? I know you said just now that your game is going to be improved by it, but looking at Chris specifically, what are you looking forward to the most?
I'm looking forward to basically getting trained by him every single day. He says like every single day they have each kicker trained by him for 40 minutes. So that would be great to get basically free private lessons from someone who knows what they're talking about and has a brother in the NFL and who has gone pretty far himself.
When this all comes together for you, Sterling, and you are now here verbally committed to Syracuse, You said that your word is very important to you, so of being a part of this team and moving forward. What can you say you expect the most of out of yourself from here forward? You're obviously got one season left in high school football, and then it's on to Syracuse University. What are your biggest expectations of yourself right now?
Setting records. I want to set records both in high school and college. At the school, like, I want to set amazing records. I want to win awards and help my high school and college team out as much as I can.
With helping them out, one of the things that Tim Lester told me about you was that when he first came down to watch you in practice, you knew that him and Scott Schaefer were there, you were told, and you went out there and you didn't kick 30 and 40 yard field goals. You went out to 50, got close to 60, and just kept booting them. And even if you missed one, you just kept going after it. Go into that drive and how that can be something for Syracuse fans to expect out of you, that when you know that people are watching, when you know you're on a big stage, you don't shy away from the long ball at all.
Yeah, getting a shot at a long field goal would be great. Hopefully this year I'll get some more shots at long field goals. Last year I had a couple shots at 57 and 56 in games. Unfortunately, I didn't make them, but hopefully this year I can hit a couple of those and make some very long field goals.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop at Honda City.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. On the line in this special opportunity through Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, you're listening to running back Deltron Sands out of St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in the 2015 incoming class for college football. Before we head back to the line to Deltron, I would like to give a special thanks to Carvel DeWitt, who you've heard throughout the show, located on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, minutes from Syracuse University. It's the longest-standing Carvel franchise in the nation and the only place that you can get the Wake Up Call Sunday, which comes with chocolate, vanilla, or soft-serve Carvel ice cream. That phenomenal flavor that you've had for years at Carvel DeWitt is now inside the Wake Up Call Sunday. You choose chocolate, vanilla, or a twist. Topped off with cookie dough pieces, caramel swirl, whipped cream, and a cherry. And for those of you counting calories, you can get the new Carvel Light chocolate, vanilla, or a twist for the Wake Up Call Sunday. So Carvel Light giving you less calories per ounce and still giving you the opportunity to have the Wake Up Call Sunday in the only location anywhere in the world that it can be found. 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, right at the end of Erie Boulevard. Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. And, of course, for all of your other favorites, your traditional sundaes to the flying saucers, to Cookie Puss and all of the ice cream cakes, and to personalizing an ice cream cake, Carvel DeWitt is the place to go. Open 7 days a week, all year round. Every season is Carvel DeWitt season. 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York. I would also like to give a special thanks to Deborah Crossman, who's asking you to take yourself seriously. And I know that if for those of you that have never been to a psychic or heard about it but have never wanted to go, you think that it's this crystal ball and somebody tells you something and maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't. They're trying to help you out, but maybe you don't buy into it. And I knew that growing up. I didn't buy into the whole crystal ball and telling me all these things that I saw on television is what a psychic is. And then I met Deborah Crossman, who uses her abilities as a psychic medium, as well as a motivator and a hypnotherapist, to help you in your life. What she sees through the talents that she has are not meant to simply be this stereotypical version of a psychic. It's really not meant to be that at all. What Deborah Crossman does is reach out to you into your life, whether she has ever met you before or not, whether you've ever come in for a reading or not. And in that moment, to talk to you about how you can help yourself have a better life, how you could take yourself seriously in making the next move. I went to Deborah Crossman. She's the only person that's ever done a reading on me. And coming out of it, I felt good. I got to hear about my grandfathers that passed away. I got to hear about relationships that I have in my life, others' relationships. I got to catch a glimpse of the things that I hope for in my future, and also to look back on my past. And I really learned something that day. I learned that Deborah Crossman isn't your typical psychic. She's not the psychic that people have wanted you to believe in stereotypes. What Deborah Crossman is a motivator of the soul, who gives you an opportunity to try something different, a different avenue in looking at your life. I definitely think that it's a great opportunity and a unique opportunity, and that's why Deborah Crossman is part of the Dansatora broadcast media team. Give her an opportunity to speak with you by calling her to set up a reading right now, 315-247-9088. That's 315-247-9088. And to find out the other things that Deborah does besides readings, or to get in touch with her simply by email for a reading, go to debbyc1953@hotmail.com. That's D-E-B-B, the letter C, 1953@hotmail.com. By phone and by email, get out to Deborah Crossman and start taking yourself seriously. You definitely can't hurt you to have the opportunity to see things from a different angle, something that I appreciate that Deborah helped me to do and continues to help me to do. I want to give a special thanks to DreisigLady.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Lady.com. When it comes to feeling good and looking good for the woman in your life and for all the women listening, DrySigLady.com is fit for every woman, changing with you without you having to change. Whether it's the Relax Fit bamboo line, or if you're looking for something when you're going out for a run or going to the gym that has more of that athletic feel to it, DrySigLady.com is fit for every woman, whatever you're doing throughout your day, to help you feel comfortable in what you're wearing. As we know that you're busy, DrySigLady.com helps you with your schedule to feel good doing it. DrySigLady.com. Head there now. DrySSIGLady.com. Back on the line on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com is Sterling Hoffrichter from Armwood High School in Sefner, Florida, newly committed verbally to the Syracuse Orange for the 2015 incoming class.
Do you have that vision for yourself when you look at Syracuse? Do you feel that this could be the next step in you making it to the NFL? Because when it comes to a kicker and a punter, it seems like very few and far between. If a team finds a good one, they hold on to them forever. Do you feel that going to Syracuse and the talent that you have can get you to that dream of being in the NFL?
Absolutely. I think Coach Gold and his connections, and also Syracuse and their connections with having playing a lot of players into the NFL, I think they could help me a lot in getting to the next level.
Now, going off of the football field, before I let you go, Sterling, I want to go a little bit of rapid fire, let people know about you on the personal level as well. And firstly, I want to start with your name, Sterling. How did your parents come up with that name for you?
My mom, I think she had an uncle named Sterling, and she really liked the name. So she decided to name me that, and I love my name. Like, a lot of people don't have my name. It's pretty sweet.
Do you have any nicknames that Syracuse fans should know about?
In Little League, a lot of people cannot pronounce my last name, so they call me Hoffy. Another nickname I had was Money in Little League. Some people call me Hoff. I think that's about it.
Is there any name that you would like to go by besides Sterling, or are you keeping with Sterling?
Sterling's fine with me.
As far as this summer, with all the blockbusters that are coming out, Spider-Man's been out, Captain America's been out, Transformers just came out, Guardians of the Galaxy, there's a bunch of movies that are that action comic book, kind of bring a guy back to being a little kid, bring a grown woman back to being a little kid as well. Is there any of these movies that you either have seen or will see that you can't wait to have, or that you've already seen that you are really blown away by?
Not really. I don't really go to the movies too much. I'm not really a big going to the movies person. I might see them like when they come out, go to Redbox or something, but I really don't go to movies too often.
If you had an opportunity to take a break from kicking and to go out and do something, what would that be and why?
Oh, I really have no clue. I probably just go on like an adventure and just do a whole bunch of stuff. When I get older, I want to go skydiving and probably do a whole bunch of other crazy stuff to have a blast and just relax and enjoy life while it's short.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or ice milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. We'd like to give a special thanks to who you just heard from in the Dan Satora broadcast media family, that being Job Corps. Job Corps in Syracuse, helping you out ages 16 to 24. If you need that direction in your life, looking for that job, needing some type of education to help you make that next step. If you're missing a component or just feel that the way that you're going isn't the way that you want to go and you're between the ages of 16 and 24, make the decision to take the next step in your life in the positive direction. Let that next step for you be towards something special, something good, and call 315-478-5529 right now. That's 315-478-5529. With Orientations Weekly, Job Corps in Syracuse is looking to help you by calling 315-478-5529. You could take your next positive step in your life today. I also want to give a special thanks to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. Whether it's your prom, your wedding, any special event that you're going to, an opening for your art gallery, whatever it may be, when it comes to something special in your life, you want to look good. You want to look back on those pictures and say, yeah, that's me. And so when it comes to looking good and feeling good, choose Giovanni's. That's who I chose for my tuxedo and all my groomsmen's tuxedos, as well as my father-in-law for my wedding. I went to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York, minutes from the Syracuse airport. So if you're a groomsman coming into town or a groom that's coming into town, maybe you're out of town and getting married here and looking for a place right by the highway as well, centrally located in so many different ways for you, 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. Giovanni's, helping every man look like a gentleman, including myself, for my wedding. Call them now to set up an appointment at 315-455-8729. That's 315-455-8729. Or stop in to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York, today. Back on the line on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com is Sterling Hoffrichter from Armwood High School in Sefner, Florida, newly committed verbally to the Syracuse Orange for the 2015 incoming class.
Being with the fact that you're from Florida, have you gone to Disney World? And if you have, do you have a favorite place there?
Yeah, I've gone to Disney World a couple times. Haven't been in quite a while, but I went to Blizzard Beach when I was younger. Blizzard Beach is really cool. I've been to Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom. I'd probably say that those three parks are probably my favorite. They have fun rides, and they're a lot of fun, but I haven't been in quite a while.
If your mom was going to cook tonight, and she told you you could have whatever you want, what would you want?
A homemade meal?
Yep, a homemade meal from mom.
Probably steak with broccoli casserole.
What is one thing about your father that maybe people don't know but you think is a positive part of your life?
Probably that he's strict with helps me out, keeps me in line, makes sure I don't get in too much trouble.
What's one thing about your mom that people should know about that has helped shape you into the person you are today?
Probably that she's not that great of a cooker, so I have to cook my own food. She doesn't cook very much, so basically teaching me to cook on my own for in the future and when I go off to college.
Now, Scott Schaefer has barbecues for the football team. If he told you to go on the grill and make something for everybody, how confident are you that you can make some food that the rest of the guys will like?
I'm really good at making steaks, so if they like steaks, I can make them some really good steaks.
And lastly for you, Sterling, when you look at yourself in your entirety as a person right now, you've made the decision to verbally commit to Syracuse. You got one more year of high school. You know that there is the expectation of you to be a good student and a good athlete from here on out. You have your dreams in front of you. What should we know about you and how you define yourself as Sterling Hofrichter?
I'm a very hard worker. I work hard in everything I do, like athletics, football, just work in general. I just work my hardest, try to be the best I can at everything.
You can't ask for more than that, and I definitely can appreciate that, and I think that hard work will pay off for you in the future, as it already has with you having an opportunity and taking it. So once again, congratulations to you, Sterling, for your decision and for the opportunity to play college football. And I thank you for coming back on the show here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora to share this moment with me on the day that you committed. I really appreciate that.
Thanks for having me on here.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Thank you for listening in on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and so much more. Become a member free right here on WakeUpCallDT.com on the top of the homepage, and keep up with me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. That's Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. And on Twitter, at CallDT, CallDT. That's CallDT. God bless, and I'll talk to you very soon.